The historic flooding in eastern Kentucky in late July claimed 39 lives and devastated communities. What role did climate change play? Ryan Van Belzer from WFPL in Louisville explains the relationship between extreme storms and a changing climate.
Gwen Christian had never before seen the small creek behind her IGA grocery store flood.
And when we got to the top of the hill there, we could see the water here in the shopping center. And that was as far as we could get. And the water was about 6 foot deep.
That little creek engulfed the narrow valley, swallowing up the highway, her grocery store, and practically everything else in its path. Christian started working at that grocery store in Letcher County in 1973. She bought the place in 1998 and has run it ever since.
Well, what it looked like when we went inside was about 4 to 5 inches of mud. And every cooler that I had a dairy cooler and a frozen food cooler that had literally been lifted up from the floor and was just toppled over and fell all the way through the store.
Last time she finished up the accounting, $280,000 in inventory lost in the floods. Christian had a flood evaluation when she bought the building, but the bank deemed she wasn't in a flood zone.
I know that a lot of people are talking about climate change and all that type of thing. And to be honest with you, I've never delved into that, never really listened to it or studied it or anything like that.
Kentucky has seen about a 1.5 degree increase in average temperatures since the 1970s. That contributes to more heat waves, droughts, and extreme weather events. A 2017 Army Corps study predicted climate change would bring more rain into the Ohio Valley, and it has. Chris Barden is a professor of forest hydrology and watershed management at the University of Kentucky. He says the 2017 study could already be outdated because of how many record rainfall events have happened since then, and this most recent flood.
I honestly don't think this area has seen anything like this, at least in, you know, recorded history.
National Weather Service radar estimates suggest that 6 to 16 inches of rain fell in the five-day stretch. The rain fell across the steep, worn mountaintops of the Appalachians and poured into the narrow creek valleys or hollers where many people live.
When you have, you know, extreme heat like we've had in the U.S. this year, that just creates a lot of water vapor in the atmosphere that, you know, ends up getting to saturation at some point and turns into rain, like we saw here in Kentucky.
Warming temperatures increase evaporation and allow air to hold more moisture. So as the planet warms, it's supercharging the water cycle and contributing to heavier rains and flooding. Barton says Kentucky's climate has been in a particularly wet period these last 5 years.
I speculate that it's, you know, the effects of climate change, and that's one of the reasons we've been sort of going through this 50-year data set to try to determine, you know, if this is something that's going to be just a cyclical thing or is this a long-term change. And
Lester Brashear is a farmer and former coal miner in eastern Kentucky. He works on a heritage farm that his grandfather established in 1820. Brashear says the weather has changed in his lifetime. There's less snow, the hot weather lasts longer, and the rain comes more often.
It takes about 5 days to get hay good and dry. And now, especially in the last 2 years, I've not had 4 days that it didn't rain.
He says his dad used to butcher and cure his own hogs over the winter, something you can't hardly do anymore.
And today, you know, if you hang meat out in November or December and most of January, flies blow it. You couldn't cure it because it's too warm.
Brashear expects he'll be the last in his family line to work his farm. He hopes that the small farmers that remain get the help they need to adapt to a changing climate and carry on their traditions. I'm Ryan Van Belzer in Hazard.